Is any evening, good afternoon, good evening, or good morning for you? Sorry.
Hello.
Good morning for you.
Yeah.
Hello. Good morning. Good morning for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Give me a sec. Let me park the car. I'm going to the office.
Oh, okay. And,
just give me a second. I ask you to call because then I can plan my talk to you. So hold on. Give me just a second.
Okay. Go ahead. Take care.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. Yeah, okay. Thank you. How about you? It's evening there. You're still driving?
It's 8 p.m. I just left. I left the mass. I go to mass afternoon. So.
You just finished the mass.
The mass, the afternoon mass, the weekdays. And then it's not too long. It's about 45 minutes. So very near to the office, so it's not a big deal. So give me just a second. Let me park.
Okay, go ahead. Take your time.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, that's safe place. And let me park the car in a second. I'll turn up. I don't wanna die without visit the Philippines. Oh my goodness, you have no idea how I would love to go there.
Okay, you haven't been to the Philippines?
No, never. But when I have a chance, I check the Google Earth.
The traffic here is worse.
the traffic, the car traffic, huh?
Yes, here.
How about you? Because you are in the island for the Metro Manila or in the other island?
I'm in the metro.
that's the reason it's crazy there.
But yeah, it's crazy.
Some other parts of the island not too bad, right?
Yes, correct. But you know, the island here is good. The beach, the so yeah, it's good here. You have a very beautiful place.
No, and now I love your people, Janine. I really do.
Oh yeah, that's good. Maybe you can visit if you have, if you'll be given a chance, you can.
No, I'm sure I'm gonna visit. I hope God will not take my life yet, so I still have it. But I don't have too much time either. I'm 71.
Okay.
So I'm running out.
Okay? Yeah.
So please say a prayer for me so I can visit before I go.
Yeah. Okay, so have you visited many countries already?
Oh, several countries. Yes.
Wow, yes, that's nice.
Countries. Yeah, but I never went to Asia. So
why?
I don't really care to visit all the. The only place I really care to visit is the Philippines.
Oh. Okay.
I don't really get because of my faith. You are the only country in the Asia that was really became a Christian country. The whole country became.
That's right. Yeah.
And that's a miracle. That is a miracle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for you, the Filipino people, you do not realize, as part of the human condition, we don't appreciate what we have until we lose it.
Yes, correct.
So you only are Christian nation because of the Spanish Yard. They helps to save the Filipino from all other kind of craziness.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but because of nationalism, people, the other language, they then after you became an English speaking nation, it came up some new kind of sentiment against the colony of Spain, without understand that the gift of faith was in the Asia era, it was a real miracle.
Look, correct.
Japan never accepted that. China never accepted that. So there's no way to put a price tag and for your nation to be able. Mm-hmm. Of course, you have. Whatever you have Christian faith, you have persecution, difficult, you have bad apples. You know, bad apples are part of any human life. Any family, you have bad apples. Any church, anywhere. So that's life. But having the culture, actually now the Philippines start to enter the process to lose the Christian culture also because television, social media, internet, etc., etc.
Yes, that's right, Paul. You are right.
So little by little, unfortunately, it's also going to become a kind of pagan, half and half, divided place.
People are compromising already.
Compromise little by little, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. How old are you, Janine? How old are you?
Oh, I'm 28.
28, wonderful.
Yes.
any children?
Single. No, I'm still single.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Still so, praying for God's will.
Well, I'm sorry. No, but I hope you are committed to have a chaste life until God give you a real holy man. You know, it's very difficult to keep your chastity. But because of your formation, your strong faith, I hope you're gonna have the strength to persevere, to become as pure as you can. No?
Yes.
People sometimes don't understand. I have another member in our team.
Mm-hmm.
I told about her yesterday. Her name is Phoebe mm-hmm. or whatever you wanna call.
Mm-hmm.
And she has similar age of you, similar desires, also Christian, also. Mm-hmm. A devout Christian, but not Catholic like you.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't understand that her power, her beauty, her strength came from the purity that she had. So she was basically not sure if it would be a big deal if she have some kind of experience outside marriage, etc. So I was praying and guiding her very strongly, and she understood. She understood, and she committed, and she likely made revised her life, and she made a profound commitment between her and Jesus Himself to not have sexual intercourse outside marriage.
Yeah,
and that was a tremendous victory for her.
Mm-hmm.
Tremendous victory. So I think you're gonna become a good friend with her. Okay?
Yeah,
because you can help each other.
Yeah, is she a Filipino also?
I'm sorry.
Is she a Filipina?
No, she's African. She's Nigerian.
Okay. Yeah.
Nigerian, but because she's a very, very, very devout Christian, she loved the gospel. She loved the person of Jesus. She has a personal relation with Christ. So basically she is the very essence of being a sister. So there's nothing more unite, more intimacy for anybody like two women than this particular point in common. So we Christians, Janine, we are more united and more real brother than your sibling. Did you know that? If you are a practicing Christian, if you really, really live for the gospel, help other people to find salvation and understand the importance of sacred scriptures, that. So basically our life as you know, if would not be worthwhile to be alive if we were not rescued by Christ, if we're not saved, we're not.
Yes,
it's absolutely worthless. Life is miserable.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
So we need to thank God every single day for the gift of faith.
Yeah.
And for especially for the gift of faithfulness, so to keep persevering and have His mercy day in, day out, day in, day out, and also become more grateful. Like using the opportunity while I'm sharing with you, I start to thank God for the people that a couple centuries ago came to the Philippines, and the whole archipelago was evangelized by the Franciscans. And Dominicos and the Spanish missionaries. Unbelievable. The majority of the island was saved because they became Catholic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
right.
Don't forget to thank God for that. And always remind yourself that what is important for God in relation to your own life is that you your understanding, your interpretation belongs to the Holy Spirit, that you yourself is quote unquote property of the Holy Spirit. So if you don't love the truth, if you don't defend the truth, if you don't seek the truth, if you mm-hmm. if you at any consequence, we need truth. Truth matters and not prevail regardless of the mm-hmm. consequence. Eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the whole Christian life is a constant pursuit of the history of the proper interpretation, the proper way to please God, to live the mm-hmm. faith, and mm-hmm. not be afraid to adjust, to fine tune mm-hmm. whatever need God. Always let the Holy Spirit guide your life, and mm-hmm. and you're gonna be never worry about tomorrow, because today can be the last day of our life. Today.
Yes, that's right.
So
in the
way I did myself to have my financial needs
mm-hmm.
Was only one secret. I have only one secret to share with you right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't leave my bedroom in the morning without praying the Our Father. When mm-hmm. I ask two things. I ask you to actually let me ask you, what's the most important part of the Lord's Prayer? Do you do the Lord's Prayer every day?
Sorry, Paul. I'm born again Christian, so we
the Lord's
don't.
Prayer is born the Lord's Prayer is a bit. Jesus taught us. You don't pray.
Yeah,
that.
So that's the one in Matthew, right? Our Father.
Yeah, the one that was taught by
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't pray that?
We do it in a pattern, yeah. I mean, we pray, we just acknowledge
in community,
it as
in
a
community.
Pattern.
You never pray alone. You never pray alone.
Yeah.
No?
I do. I have a personal prayer, yeah.
No. I didn't talk. I'm not asking about your personal prayer. I'm talking about the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah, yeah.
He called that the perfect prayer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you do that on your own?
Yeah, no, I do.
No. You do?
Mm-hmm.
So,
but,
what?
Yeah. But Paul, in my religion, because I'm a born again Christian, I'm a Protestant, so.
Well, I understand.
Yeah. The Lord's Prayer, we do it as a pattern, not word by word, you know.
No, it's a pattern. But doesn't matter the variation. They are very similar.
Yeah.
They are there. Father, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come,
thy will be done. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it doesn't
matter
the variation for the translation. This is absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm asking you, in your opinion, what's the most important part of that prayer?
For me, I think.
For your understanding, you know.
Yeah, I think the first part for me, Our Father, hallowed be there. It's you know, praising God.
Oh no,
God.
Let me rephrase my question. What's the most important petition from that prayer?
Okay. I think when. The ones asking if God provides for the day.
For the daily bread. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's very, very good answer. Let me share my understanding most important and what I do as part of my emphasis. You know what
mm-hmm.
emphasis means, right? Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Emphasis? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My prayer daily, I don't leave my bedroom in the morning. Without
mm-hmm.
asking, like you said, I do all the prayer, but I make emphasis in my need for the daily bread. Or the daily
mm-hmm.
bread will be, like
yeah.
you said, my provision, the rent, my house, and my clothes,
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And I, at the end of the prayer, there's a final portion that in any translation, in one way or another, you could understand that you beg God to help us not to
fall
in
into temptation. Yeah.
So that is my number one emphasis.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do, I don't leave my house. We just say, Lord, I thank you for holy is thy name. Holy, thank
mm-hmm.
you. But please give me your daily bread with the peace.
Yeah.
I believe in the peace of Jesus. Only true peace is from him.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
then I finish my prayer, emphasize,
mm-hmm.
and help not to fall into
temptation. Yeah. Yeah.
Or not to make any serious sin.
Mm-hmm.
And that, my
yeah.
dear, helping to save my life. Because every day I ask the same thing. every day.
Yeah.
And guess what? I can look back in my 50 years. I'm a consecrated person. I will be for 50 years, more than 50, 51. And I can look him back. And because of that, he preserved me to do any kind of serious offense for 51 years. I never lost my peace. Never lost my
Wow.
peace. And never have any one thing, because he gave me the daily. I never count in any kind of provision, only his provision. And I
For the
never
day.
get any anxiety. Yeah, for every day I ask for that, and he provides. I do that.
Yeah.
So that's my secret. That's my secret.
Yeah.
But Janine, how many? How many? What is your expectation for? You need to help your father. What would be the ideal salary for, if you consider for the whole month? What would be the ideal for help your father, and what would be the minimum? I'll give you an idea in terms of
Oh,
volume of time. The ideal
I
for you,
can,
the volume.
yeah, I can, mention a specific amount, but for me, as long as I can contribute, paying the electric bill, because for the moment, Paul, honestly, I do have a full-time
Full
job,
time. I see,
yeah,
I understand. I understand.
but I actually supporting them by, paying the bills and my internet and paying the bills for our water bill. But our electricity bill is quite high, so I wanted to contribute also. I also have siblings who is currently still going to school, so paying for her tuition fee, as I also wanted to contribute on that part.
I
So
see.
yeah, because
Give
currently.
him an idea. Give me an idea in terms of if for each month I need to have a budget for the whole month. Of course, I'm gonna pay you every week. Every week, because you are free to quit anytime. You don't need to worry. If you have something better, you can move on and get something better. I just need to have an idea. My monthly budget for you would be. Give me some idea. It don't need to be exactly. Just give me an idea. Of course, for what time you have? Do you have a really have part time? Can you do that?
Yeah, in the morning I have a,
So what time you got morning for you? That's the morning. Now is a morning for you, 8 a.m.
Yeah, it's
Right?
a morning, yeah.
Is
Yeah.
that is time you're gonna work every day?
Yes, maybe 8 to 12 or 11 is a good time for me
I
because my
see.
full-time job starts at 2 p.m., 2 in the afternoon. So yeah,
I see.
morning is a
For
great time for me.
us, as I told yesterday, I have a customer that he will help us to pay your bill, and I offer to give at least try to help. He's having a problem already for a couple of years, and you could question me why sometime he's still having the same problem, but he already filed for bankruptcy. So the problem is becoming worse. I mentioned that for you a year ago when you got in touch. That company, that little company, that called Garcia's Tree Service, they cut trees. They cut trees. And but the problem that is that he is my spiritual son, and he's a businessman that made a commitment with me to not fire any family. He has several employees. Several employees. Each family depend on his business. I said, I will help you. I will try to save the company. We fail. But he didn't file for. You know, as a bankruptcy, right? So we it's a long story, but the situation become worse and worse and worse. But he did not fire any employee. So we have
Wow,
a
that's
bunch
amazing.
of families that survive every day despite of his losing money, losing money, losing money. Because he had a fleet of trucks. Now the fleet is completely obsolete, and he cannot replace. He's losing. So he's gonna go out of business. But he may survive because Google is taking all the profits, all the profits. Not a penny left every week, basically. So I said, let me pay somebody, see if we can do a little bit for you, or at least try to review a couple campaign, like
Mm-hmm.
Google, like local business. But basically, you are being hired for our foundation, for our ministry, not for any other business. You understand?
Yes,
So
yes.
our mission is to preach the gospel, to help other people to find faith and have some. We're gonna have a call center. I'm not sure if you remember about that.
Yeah, you have mentioned to
So
me. Yeah.
yeah. So then, basically, for us, we need people like you, not for 2 hours, but for 24 hours. But we
Yeah,
don't have
yeah.
the money to afford. So do you
Yeah, I
think?
understand.
What will be? Let's pretend that you work full time. If you work around full time, let's pretend you work part time. Let's pretend you work 4 hours, 4 hours every day from Monday to Friday. Okay. Let's pretend. How much would be the total per month? You give me an idea. A little bit.
Oh, I really can't say anything, Paul, but I don't know, maybe 10 to 15. I mean, this is in a peso, in a
No,
month.
tell me the amount for the month. Let me see, have an idea for the it's about 4 weeks and a half. We're gonna pay every week for you, but it's about a whole month of work or how much money would be the minimum.
Ah,
Round
okay.
number.
Oh, that's difficult for me, but maybe in a month, $85 to $100 may do.
And so I'm gonna pay more than what you ask, but give me an idea per hour. Okay, let's do a calculate per hour. What's the time per hour? I think it's easy for you to make a car. Tell me
Oh,
the price.
that's hard for me, Paul. Per hour, I mean, because I'm not expecting any amount. I just wanted to, really, at least.
But no, but I'm gonna pay more than what we agree. I just need to have a minimum expectation. There's no problem. You are hired. There's no risk for that. Just give me an idea because I need to see what else I can do beyond that. That's the reason I'm asking. You don't need to worry about it. Just tell me.
Yeah, okay. So I think before Paul, I'm not sure if I'm remember it correctly, you are paying at least $1 to $2 per hour. I'm not sure on that one, but yeah, if
Yeah,
that may do, yeah.
I put in my budget. I put my budget at least 2,050 cents per hour, at least two thousand
Wow,
fifty
that's
cents.
nice.
So and you're gonna have some bonus per task, okay? Per task. So you're gonna pay every week. We're not sure how we're gonna do if you can have some Pioneer account or some other mean, but we're gonna find a solution for that. Not a problem for now. But the minimum, the base I told, because Mr. Garcia will help a little bit. So basically, what we're gonna do is we're gonna combine half from him, half from the foundation, and give you about the goal is to have you in. Listen my idea, okay? My idea is to give you an average of $3 per hour, okay? But let me explain how. Paying $2 fixed just by time. You need to find some tool like time dot or something like that to know the time you are in the computer. And also have another dollar in bonus. Do you notice a bonus? Every task has some extra bonus. And then if we have a budget every month, I'm sorry, every week that we have a budget a little bit over $3, then we're gonna be more.
Wow,
But
that's nice, but
the idea is to have at least a guarantee $2 fixed and another dollar. In addition to the $2 per hour, that will
Yeah.
be in bonus. For example, one task is $17, another task is $3, another task is $5. So combining both, you need
Yeah.
to make more than $3 per hour. More.
Yeah.
I think
Thank you,
that will
Paul.
help you to pay the electricity. I think that will help a lot.
Yeah, you are very nice. You know, thank you.
Because if you have 4 hours per day, that will be per week will be 20 hours, correct?
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
So 20 hours, you're gonna have about let's see, 10, 30, 60. Let's see what we can do more than $60 per week, but that would be $3 per hour at least, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much, Paul.
Every week we're gonna have. And also, we're gonna pay, how much is your internet?
Wait for a while, let me. Because in Philippine peso, it's 2,000. So it's in USD, it's 34, I think.
Okay, that monthly, during the time you work for us, every penny you use in internet will be reimbursed for you.
Oh, okay. That's nice, Paul.
You're going to send the bill. You pay the bill. You are not responsible because if sometime we have the payment late or not, so you don't need to blame us because of your internet got disconnected. So it's your problem. But as soon as you send a copy of the invoice,
yeah,
it's not necessarily, it doesn't matter if it's in the name of any parent or set, then we reimburse that money for you.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
That's two things. So you're gonna have a reimburse. You're gonna have a base for two, and you're gonna learn a lot. Okay. In addition to the hours of work, you're gonna learn a lot. You're gonna have also $1 per hour to watch a YouTube video when you need to learn, even if you are learning outside your timing.
If you have to
learn something, we're gonna pay for you to learn. For something that you are interested in. So we're gonna need to check one little by little, and then we're gonna try to help each other. Okay. So you can start anytime. I think the best way to do. By the way, I think we're gonna be able to allow sometimes for you to have less than 4 hours without cutting your money. For example, if someday you need to have, okay, I would like to cut half hour before. If we agree, we get some other kind of way for you to solve some problem or check something for us or help us for some reason. It's very likely we'll be accommodating, especially if you are tired. When you are tired, you must share that.
Because
if you are tired, in the worst case scenario, you will not work or you're going to go sleep 1 hour, 2 hours before. Of course, unfortunately, then we need to cut that amount in your payment. But at least you don't feel bad with the risk to lose your job just because you could not do more than 2 hours of one particular night. Or anytime you are under your monthly period of menstruation period.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely no problem. You just share your reality.
Okay. Yeah,
and we can accommodate. Okay?
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Paul.
And also, if you find anything, you are not locked under any legal agreement. You are completely free, and you're going to have every kind of adjustment will be absolutely welcome. Always open to talk, see what we can do to help each other. And also, we're going to pray for each other, if you can.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so I need to send some text for you to some link, some URL for you to check. I will have to make it work. Your any desk is not working for some reason. I need to be sure how to make it work. And then you can start anytime you want. Okay,
sure, Paul. I will do that. You can just send it to me so I can check. Yeah, and start.
Do you want to start counting already today so we can have some money to be sent Sunday night? If you want to start today, tomorrow, it's okay, no problem. You're going to work on from Monday to Friday. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I can start now, Paul. But I just wanted to discuss with you something because next week is the wedding of my brother. So that's...
No problem at all. You can, anytime you need, you can change the calendar. As long as you don't charge for that time.
All right. I'll just
Absolutely.
inform you. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you must do it in writing because I will forget in 5 minutes everything you told about that, this and that. So you put the calendar for every week as if possible, a little bit upfront.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
thanks.
if you want, okay.
Yeah, I can
Also,
start now.
every call you have, you need to get the log. There is a log in here in 3CX that I'm gonna show. Of course, it's part of the admin, but I'm gonna show you every time you have a log. You don't need to worry about because this log is automatically paid for you. It's entering the account automatically.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So the only time you must be record. We're gonna give a password for you in the link with a software called Time Doctor. And then you just put they will do some kind of snapshot and get some kind of a timing that you can just press a button. It created a report, and every week you must close the report at Saturday before your midnight. The
Oh,
goal is,
okay.
let me explain what happened. Even of course you work until Friday, from Monday to Friday, I understand.
Yeah.
But sometime you may want to do something else or do any extra money Saturday you can do. We do not allow work on Sunday at all.
Okay, yeah.
So, but you cannot prepare the report for the weekly payment or weekly time or any kind of bonus because every task has a number, has a database. You can check. I'm going to show how to do it. But what happened? If you don't send your report or the balance of timing or whatever job was done during the week, every week has a number. Every week. So you're going to, for example, prepare the report for this week. I think it's week 24 or 25. And then, if you don't present, don't send it to the 3CX a little link with the Excel or a copy of the Time Doctor before midnight for your time Saturday night, you will not receive the payment in Sunday night. Of course, you're gonna accumulate for next week, but will not be because we didn't have time to send the budget. So if the report don't come until your midnight, we pay only Sunday. But if it don't come until midnight, we cannot send it for you next day because you're gonna only talk to us Monday. Of course, you're gonna receive the same money, but then you're gonna receive 2 weeks in one single payment.
Correct.
So
So
you what?
it's the Saturday midnight on my end, is
Your
Saturday
time
12 noon
because your
on
time
your end.
because our goal is to let you relax Sunday, not be worried about Monday. No, you can send Friday night. You don't need to wait until Saturday. You just need to understand if you fail to send up to Saturday night, then you will not receive your money Sunday. You understand? Of course you can send Friday, Saturday morning, or because you may work Saturday, I will not be, I don't know. Oh, anytime. Anytime, okay. As soon as you close the week is fine. But
On
just
your
keep in mind.
time, what time is that, Paul? Is that sat 12
Well,
noon Saturday? I mean
now
the now 8
is 8:30. Let me see.
8:30 of Friday evening.
No, here
Thursday.
is Thursday evening here.
Oh,
It's only Friday morning for you. Oh, so you have
8:30.
only today to work. So tomorrow for you is Saturday for you. So
Yeah,
yeah, you
correct.
only have one day to work. So basically, you're gonna have only very tiny payment Sunday, very tiny. But even if it's tiny, we want to send to be able to be sure we can get some way to send your money. See what I mean? It'll be basically nothing. But I'm gonna send at least $10 just to give something in this Saturday, or perhaps if you do it for, we're gonna send $15 for this Sunday here, for this
Oh,
Sunday.
okay. Yeah, thank you, Paul.
Yeah,
Oh, you're
but
very nice.
don't forget to put some kind of amount of time. So for example, as soon as you finish tonight, before you go to sleep, I'm no, before I will be sleeping, but you have the whole afternoon or Saturday. You just send a little text. I completed 3 hours and 15 minutes. That's it. That's all I need to tell. And today I'm gonna send some link for you to take a look and see what we can prepare for you for next week. You're gonna start to do more and
Okay.
more. For the beginning, you're gonna only learn because there's nothing you can do without understanding what you are doing. You have no idea how many challenges we have. Okay. The one of the projects, actually, let me send a link. I'm gonna go back to the office and then
Okay,
I'm gonna
sure, but
connect with you. But let me send a link so you can start to read the.
yeah, sure, okay.
Can you enter the internet? Can you do you have the computer
Yeah, I'm
or
in
the
the
phone
computer
already?
right now.
Can you
I'm
go to
here.
the website and type EWTNet?
Sorry, E
WTNet.org.
net dot org.
Yeah, don't Google. Don't Google because if you go Google, you don't go to other
Yeah,
place.
I see
Just type
here the
EW.
Evangelization World. I see here the
Yeah.
Evangelization World Telecommunications Network.
Yes. Can you go until the end of this page when you see the part, the portion about?
Yeah, I see that. I'll
You
click
see the
that.
about, huh?
Yeah, I see the about. Yeah, about us.
Can you read it about carefully, very slow? Read about,
As an, yeah, okay. As an evangelizer, yeah,
Yeah,
okay, I
no,
will read.
I'm gonna drive you. I'm gonna talk to you in 15 minutes. But you
Okay.
can read after you finish. There's read more. There's a letter. I want you to read very, 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 very careful. Very, very peaceful. Don't worry if something doesn't match precisely your denomination. Don't worry about that. Please just skip everything that only take what united us. And don't worry about some minor shade. Don't worry, but read with open heart, okay? And I'm gonna call you back in a few minutes.
Okay.
Okay? Okay.
Yes,
Oh,
yes.
after you read that about, so think if then you can understand everything about the mission. What is the purpose? The motivation, etc. Yeah. As soon as you read everything, then read the whole page because then you're gonna have to work on that. Okay?
Okay, sure.
Talk
All
to you later.
right.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Paul. Take
Thank
care.
you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.